Our scripture reading for this morning will be 1 Corinthians 13th chapter, verse 11. 1 Corinthians 13 and verse 11. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things.
Good morning, everybody. Good to see you all this morning. David felt terrible about not being able to preach today. He does a great job, and I really appreciate his work here. So please continue to keep Susan's father and David and Susan in your prayers. So some folks have already started going back to school. Many others will go back to school this week. You know, when I was a kid, I always used to think about the first day of school a little differently than others. My mind was, the harvest is past, the summer is ended, and we are not saved. School was not the thing that I wanted to really go back to. Until my junior and senior year in high school, I looked forward to going back to school. I think it's because I finally got a little motivated. I realized the earth was getting closer in the windows when it came to going to college, and I better get my grades together. So I was a pretty average student. You would call me unmotivated when I was in high school. So I was like, well, I got to do something here so I can get accepted, much less get a scholarship. So I turned that around, and then I always looked forward to going back to school and college, primarily because I'd get to see Kara. We didn't get to see each other much in the summertime. But I always wanted to go back and be with my friends, and I kind of understood the purpose. I even made the dean's list one year. Woo-hoo. So that was pretty cool. But anyway, school is way on many people's mind right now. Well, today I want to speak a bit on a comparison of a child's first day at school versus a Christian's first day in heaven. You know, this kind of been ruminating in my mind, and I thought, well, let's talk about that a little bit. So I think these are two first days that reveal an eternal truth. Many of us remember our first days of school, the excitement, the nerves, the unknowns. Did we get the good teacher, or did we get the teacher that nobody wanted? But Scripture paints a very different picture of a believer's first day in heaven. Not a day of fear or learning, but a day of completion, joy, and perfect belonging. So in our comparison of these two days today, I want to awaken our hope and deepen our longing for Jesus Christ. So a child's first day of school is a journey that begins in weakness. It begins with uncertainty. A child steps into a world that they don't yet fully understand. As was read this morning in our hearing in 1 Corinthians 13:1, when I was a child, I used to speak like a child, think like a child, and reason like a child. The child might fear excitement, might experience excitement, but they also have fear. They don't know the rules. They don't know the people. They don't know the expectations. It requires growth and learning for a child. School is designed to stretch and shape and mature a child. 2 Peter 3:18 tells us as Christians to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Are we growing? Are we shaping our minds? Are we stretching our minds? Are we maturing in Him? Well, much the same way a child has to go through that process. And a child must learn step by step and day by day. Again, much like us. A child's first day of school, that journey depends on guidance. Teachers help them to understand what they cannot grasp alone. And again, we look for brothers and sisters in the church to help us in our understanding of the scriptures. Proverbs 1:5 says, "A wise man will hear and increase in learning." Who are we listening to? What voices are out there that are telling us things? School is a place of development, not of completion. So let's compare that to a Christian's first day in heaven. A Christian's first day in heaven, and I'm assuming this is after the judgment, is a journey that begins in glory. There's no fear, there are no tears, there's no pain. Unlike a child's nervous first day, heaven begins with perfect peace. Revelation 21:4, "He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There will no longer be any mourning or crying or pain." That perfect peace. Have you ever been on a vacation and you go and, you know, you're kind of anxious about, well, is the flight going to be okay? Did they get my hotel room ready? Is it clean? Did I remember to pack everything? When we get to heaven, we ain't going to worry about that stuff. Have you ever landed in your hotel room and it wasn't like it was supposed to be? Maybe there was... Karen and I went on a vacation once and we got our hotel room and we were unpacking into the drawers and someone had left their unmentionables in the drawers. So that was kind of a surprise we didn't need. So we, you know, got that taken care of. But when we go to heaven, we're not going to have those kind of worries. It's going to be perfect. It's going to be peaceful. There will be no pain. That first day in heaven will be full of belonging from the first breath of eternity. You know, a child has to adjust to school. A believer is welcomed home. 1 Thessalonians 4:17 says, "So we shall always be with the Lord." When we get to heaven, we will always be with the Lord. We will be welcomed there. This will be our home. And He will be with us forever. There won't be awkwardness. There won't be unfamiliarity. Just the presence of Christ constantly. The first day in heaven will give us perfect knowledge. There won't be a learning curve. We won't, as Brother Tidwell said the other night, be graded on our tests on a curve, because we'll have perfect knowledge. A child learns slowly. A believer enters immediate clarity. 1 Corinthians 13:12 says, "Then I will know fully, just as I have also been fully known." We're going to know. Over the years, I've heard many people say, the first question I'm going to ask God is, insert your question here. I think we'll know those things that are important. We'll know those things that He wants us to know. We'll have full understanding and we'll have joy because of it. And that joy that we have will replace effort. School requires effort, discipline, and growth. Heaven begins with joy fulfilled. Psalm 16:11 says, "In your presence is fullness of joy." That effort that has to be put in as a student is extremely important. And it's something that we as Christians need to do in our life here. Are we putting forth the effort to understand God? Are we studying? Are we working? Are we improving our discipline? Are we putting down deeper roots? Are we growing? You know, you can't drive down the street and see a beautiful tree and say, "Wow, that thing is really beautiful," and not understand that there are roots way underground holding that tree together. Even the sequoias out on the west coast, they kind of put their roots out shallowly, but they grab onto the roots of the other sequoias, and it helps them to hold in place. We need to put down roots. We need to grow. And we need to understand that because of that effort, it will help us to understand God's grace and His salvation more, and that we'll be able to have that unending joy in heaven from the very first day. So there's a great contrast between what school begins and what heaven completes. School begins growth. Heaven completes it. School says, learn who you are. Learn what you need to know. Figure out what you want to be in life. School teaches us facts and sometimes people's opinions. And we have to sort through all those things to try to understand who we are. Heaven says you are fully known. When you get to heaven, we don't have to learn who we are anymore. We know that we belong to God and that we're His children. And we understand that we're fully known. You know, parents sometimes think about their children on earth, and they know them because they spend time with them. You know, I'm so glad we get to spend time with Cameron, who is off in Louisiana. And we were like, how are we going to have a relationship with his grandchild? Now he's here and we get to see him 3 or 4 times a week. We get to know him more and more and more. We get to understand who he is. And that's a joyous feeling. Imagine what God would feel like understanding who we are fully. But imagine even more us understanding that he knows us completely. Heaven is going to be like that. School requires work. Heaven gives us rest. School says work hard. That's you, Anthony. Work hard, buddy. Work hard now. It'll be easier later, trust me. Okay. Work hard. Be diligent in your understanding. Look to your lessons. Know what's being taught and how to apply it. Heaven says, well done. Matthew 25:23. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. We know that heaven gives us a rest. Many of us are looking forward to that rest, that day. School is temporary, unless you're like some kids today who live with their parents till they're 27. School is supposed to be a temporary thing, right? You know, the Amish end in 8th grade, but they still have schooling because they got to pick up a trade and learn how to do that. So they're still learning. Many people ended in high school. Temporary. Even those who went on to college and got great degrees, PhDs and so forth, it's temporary. You know, there is the concept of being a lifelong learner that we should all adopt. But our formal education usually ends in high school or in secondary school. We know that school is temporary, but we know that heaven is eternal. School lasts a season. Heaven lasts forever. 1 Thessalonians 4:17 says, and so we shall always be with the Lord. I can't sometimes understand eternity, the concept of how long it is. I'm pretty focused on time sometimes. I believe in Vince Lombardi's, if you're not 15 minutes early, you're late. I didn't get that lesson taught to my daughter. But anyway, I believe that it's important for us to understand salvation is eternal. I believe it's for us to understand that heaven is eternal. When we sing that song that says that when we've been there 10,000 days, what's it say? That we're going to continue on. It's like the first day, right? So heaven will always be. Eternity will always be. School has teachers. Heaven has a Savior. School has instructors. And there are some instructors I've had over the years that are very memorable. I still remember an English lit teacher that I had in high school. Her pumps always matched her dress. Whatever color dress she was wearing, her pumps matched it. And her pumps always had big flowers or butterflies on them. And she was an interesting soul. A lot of kids didn't like going to her class, but she would challenge us. And I still remember the day she stood up on her desk like it was a Puritan pulpit. And she taught us about the sermon, Sinners in the Hands of an Angry God. I still remember that day, right? I remember my geometry teacher coming out of the custodial closet in the back of the room dressed as Pythagoras to teach us the Pythagorean theorem. I remember that. My daughters remember they had a teacher at Westerville North who would dress up like a Spartan sometimes. And kids remember those kinds of things. They remember those special days. They remember those special teachers. When I think back on my days at Harding, there was a man there who had one arm who taught a class called Kingdom of the Cults in the Bible department. And he had lost that arm in service to the Lord. I remember that. I remember Clifton Inman in Bible class. He was teaching us Old Testament literature. And sometimes he would tell a joke, and then he would laugh at his joke, and then we would all laugh at him laughing at his joke. His jokes were never hilarious. I mean, they didn't even rise to dad joke level status, but it was cute, you know? But he taught us some really cool things about the scriptures. So teachers are good. Our Bible class teachers. I remember all the way back to when I was in elementary Bible classes, and Mrs. Estep, she made this box that looked like a TV, and on burlap she had put the story of the 10 plagues. And you would roll the dowels and the picture would roll over and you'd see all those different pictures, right? I've had a lot of great teachers over the years, people who really invested their time in doing it right. So teachers are to be valued. School has teachers, but heaven, with all that, all those great teachers, heaven has something even greater. Heaven has Jesus. John 14:3, I will come again and receive you to myself. Jesus is the one that we're looking forward to seeing. Jesus is the one who is the great teacher. Jesus is the one who cares about us. Jesus is the one who died on a cross for us. Jesus is going to come again, and he's going to receive us to himself. So what I'm trying to tell you this morning is live today in the light of your first day in heaven. Don't fear death. Anticipate glory. Your first day in heaven will be your best day ever, and it will be an endless day. Don't fear death. Don't fear going back to school. Anticipate glory. Don't fear heaven. Look for it. Walk with confidence. You are being prepared. Sometimes we get down on ourselves or we get afraid. We don't think that we're very talented. We don't think that we're up to it. But just as school prepares a child, God is preparing us. Philippians 1:6, he who began a good work in you will perfect it. He who began a good work in you will perfect it. God is asking us to trust him. And is telling us that that good work that he's begun in us will be perfected, and that we will be in heaven with him forever. Fix your eyes on the joy ahead. Let heaven shape your priorities, your worship, your obedience. You know, the thinking is that we need to look at the end and live our life with the end in mind. What are you doing in your life? What are you living for? Where are you trying to go? take those steps necessary that enable you to realize the joy that you desire to joy in. Let heaven shape your priorities, your worship, and your obedience. Colossians 3:2 says, set your mind on things above. We have lots of worries on this world. We see all, just like we see all the shiny, flashy things that we think will make us happy, we see all the terrible things that we're worried about. We're told to keep our mind on things above. Look for the end. Look for the best. And live your life in such a way. The first day of heaven changes everything. The first day and school changes everything. A child's first day of school is the beginning of growth. You know, my grandchildren know more than they did when they started school. And I'm very thankful for that. We as Christians know more today than we did when we first started our walk. A Christian's first day in heaven is the beginning of glory. School says, find your place. Heaven says, welcome home. School says, learn. Heaven says, see. Think about that one. See all the good things that God has done for you. See what His purpose was. See how righteous He is. See the glory. See the plan. When you get to heaven, it says, see. School says, grow. Heaven says, rest. All of this is possible because Jesus prepared a place for us. John 14:2 says, I go to prepare a place for you. We won't have to worry about our reservation. We won't have to worry about our home and what it'll look like. We know that it'll be a great place. I know that sometimes we sing that song, I want a mansion over the hilltop, right? I want a gold one that's silver lined. I knew one lady who didn't like to sing that song because she thought we were all money grubbers. I don't think that's what the song is trying to say. I think the song is talking about the perfection of the place that God has prepared in human terms. Do we understand? And I'm not talking intellectually. Do we understand in our hearts that God has prepared a place for us? It'll be a perfect place. It'll be a place where we will want to live that we'll never want to go on vacation from because it'll be so great. Do we understand that? Do we understand that our first day in heaven is designed to be a wonderful one? This morning, if you're having difficulties with fear of the world, fear of first things, fear of last things, if you're having problems, maybe you're fearing your salvation is not as strong as it should be, and you want the prayers of this church, we would love to help you. If you want to be a Christian and live your life for the idea that I'm going to heaven, that I'm going to serve Him, and that I'm going to find my reward with Him in the end, we would love to baptize you into Christ. Please come while we stand and sing.